Vashon Repertory Theater, Vashon Center for the Arts, and Voice of Vashon present Home, a series of short radio plays for our time. And finally, Meals on Wheels by Bill Wood, directed by Charlotte Tinkin, and starring Susan McCabe as Nancy, Gina Doherty as Sylvia, and Paul Shapiro as Roger.
Hi, guys. It's dinner time. Chicken pot pie, mashed potatoes, beets in a nice dill sauce.
Oh, look, Roger, chocolate bread pudding.
With Edward's special bourbon hard sauce.
Now, Nancy, you know Sylvia can't hold her liquor.
Whoopee! Thank you so much, Nancy. You're a dear.
Don't get up, Roger. I can see myself out. You two have a lovely evening.
Bye, Nancy. Can I talk to you?
Not now, we're eating.
When then?
Sometime when I'm not eating.
Well, then you're reading, you're watching old movies, knitting.
You'll work it out, honey.
I want a divorce.
Didn't I say not now?
The food is cold anyway.
Well, of course it's cold if you don't eat it. Eating and talking are both mutually exclusive activities of the mouth. They cannot and should not be performed at the same time. No wonder you have reflux.
No doctor ever told me this.
You know, we should do the way they do in monasteries and have silent meals. Have you ever heard of reflux in a monastery?
I don't know anything about monasteries. Anyway, the food is cold.
There's the microwave, right over there.
Oh. I want to marry someone else.
You're not going to let me eat. You're going to insist on talking about this.
I want to marry someone else.
Honey, you're 93 years old.
So are you.
Fine. Maybe I'll get married again, too. Do you know how uninteresting cold chocolate bread pudding is?
There's the microwave right over there.
Are we done now?
If you got married again, who would it be?
This is ridiculous. People die at 93. They don't get divorced.
But who would it be?
What does it matter? You'd be married to someone else, too.
But who?
You're like a dog with a bone.
What dog?
You. You're the dog.
Not the one in our room.
You're going off, Roger.
Oh, you're asleep. I don't think you see him. I think he's the dog from next door.
There's no dog next door.
Sure there is. Some kind of terrier.
There's no dog.
He never stays long. He just comes in and stays in the corner under the window for a while, and then he leaves. He seems unhappy.
How can you tell?
I don't hear you.
How can you tell if the dog is unhappy?
Well, he never wags his tail. It just sort of hangs there. Of course, he's small. Small dogs are happier, I think, by and large.
Nancy.
What? I'm not hearing you.
Nancy! That's who I'd marry if I wasn't married to you.
Nancy? Our Nancy? Meals on Wheels, Nancy?
Such a lovely girl. Such a caring person.
But you're not a lesbian.
I'm 93 years old. I'm anything I want to be.
Have you seen my,
What?
I think I saw them somewhere.
What?
There was that dark girl up at the lake. Were you involved with her?
What dark girl? What lake?
She had big breasts.
They always do. I can't imagine why you married me.
I had my eye on her, too.
I don't know what dark girl you're talking about. Or maybe I do.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean Nancy.
What Nancy?
I had my eye on her, too.
Meals on Wheels, Nancy?
Well, you said yourself she was...
That's why you're divorcing me, Nancy?
No.
All right. Can I finish my dinner now?
You have this fetish about eating.
Roger, I am going into the other room if you don't shut up.
It's Janelle.
What's Janelle?
I think she always had a soft spot for me.
My sister Janelle?
She always had that glow, you know?
Yeah, I know. Her brandy blush.
You shouldn't...
You're telling me you want to divorce me after 68 years of marriage to marry my alcoholic, bipolar sister. I get it. The breasts.
Have you seen my...
Well, you probably won't need a divorce, seeing as how Janelle's been dead for 10 years.
Some might say that...
Honey, your nose is running.
Well, where are the tissues? They're never where you need them.
Behind the sugar bowl.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
In the vestry at Janelle's wedding, you were crying, weren't you?
Crying? I don't think so. Oh, so long ago.
You couldn't have just waited till I died to tell me this?
I miss the lovemaking.
Well, I'm sure it'll be much better with a dead person.
Sometimes you seem so cruel.
Roger, I don't know what you're talking about. You want to divorce me to marry my dead sister? Did you take your pills today?
Sometimes I just can't talk to you.
Would that this were one of those times. Do you know what the mere mention of the name Janelle does to me? Do you know how happy I was when she died? Yes, you do. You know all of this. So this conversation is just inexcusable, besides being over.
Reflux.
Breathe through your nose.
Bathroom.
Are you all right? Roger? Roger?
There you are. Janelle, honey, I spoke to Sylvia. I think it's going to be okay.
It'll be fine, Roger. It'll be fine. Why don't we put the pudding in the microwave?
Oh.
Many thanks to the Northwest Playwrights Alliance, Michael Golan Johnson, Amy Broomhall, and Gabriel Dawson for sound effects, Susan McCabe as stage manager, Kendra Phillips for dramaturgy, and for the closing song, Home, by Kat Eggleston.
Would you go if you could? Back over years long past to a house that stood by gray water on green grass, and the age you are, your folks were then. The kitchen table was level with your chin. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Would you take, if you could, a single hour or day from the hard to the good? What do you think you'd say? The bedtime book, the birthday cake, your mother's gift, your dad's mistake. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Would you find, if you could, who might have dropped the ball? Was it blows or words? Get revenge, would you take the sword or make amends? If someone gave you the power, if someone gave you the power, would you go home?